From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. More than 53 million Americans have or are at high risk for osteoporosis, a disease that weakens the bones and often leads to serious fractures in older individuals. While the condition can affect both men and women at any age, a National Institutes for Health survey found that most men see osteoporosis as a women's disease. In her final report for KBIA, Hope Kerwin spoke with one University of Missouri researcher who is working to change that.
Weightlifting. From young guys looking to get swole, to older men working to maintain muscle. There are plenty of reasons for guys to hit the gym and pump some iron. And Dr. Pam Hinton at the University of Missouri says building stronger bones is one of them.
Bone, just like muscle, gets accustomed to certain loads and certain loading patterns.
A few years ago, she conducted a study on the health of men who participate in different types of exercise.
We were shocked at that time to find that over 60% of the men who did non-weight-bearing activity had clinically low bone mass.
Low bone mass is the first step to developing osteoporosis. And because men typically lose bone later in life than women, they usually face harsher consequences from it.
The rate of mortality is much higher in men who have had a hip fracture than it is in women.
So Hinton and her team started looking at what middle-aged men could do to slow down or reverse the loss of bone. Most doctors recommend getting more calcium, vitamin D, and doing a weight-bearing activity.
But that exercise recommendation is so vague. That could mean walking, that could mean high-impact jumping, you know, how long do you need to do it, how many times a week do you need to do it. And we really wanted to come up with a more specific exercise prescription.
They developed a study to compare weightlifting and jumping exercises over the course of a year. The results? Both worked to increase bone mass, but only weightlifting targeted both the hip and spine, the most common sites of fracture in people with osteoporosis. And because the exercise increased bone mass, that means weightlifting is ideal for keeping bones healthy at any stage of life.
We did have men who already had low bone mass, and we were happy that they could do this type of exercise and see an increase in their bone mass. But the same type of exercise would be applicable to people who don't already have low bone mass.
Hinton says there's plenty of research to support weightlifting's ability to improve bone mass in women as well. But by focusing her research on men, she hopes everyone will be encouraged to include bone health in their regular workout routine.
It's just important as you're thinking of, you know, what exercise do I want to do? What diseases am I trying to prevent? That you need to do a little bit of something that's bone specific.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Hope Kerwin.